For some, a dress can be a means to rediscovering roots. For others, the internet does the trick. Commentator Desiree Cooper is one of millions of Americans who has gone online to do genealogy research, and she was surprised by one living relative she found there, too.
I've traced my family's roots back to the late 1600s, when John Birdsong and his wife Elizabeth left England and sailed to York County, Virginia. Within a few generations, the Birdsong slowly had scattered as far west as Texas. But my forebear was a Virginia-born Birdsong with an unlikely name, Montezuma. Montezuma Logan Birdsong was a wealthy peanut and cotton planter in central Virginia. I have a grainy picture of him standing before his modest estate home in Sussex County. He is surrounded by a group of hunters on their mounts before a fox hunt in 1908. What is not shown in the picture is the one-room cabin only yards away from the manor house. That's where my great-grandmother Mary lived, the woman who bore Montezuma's 7 children. In the 1910 census, Mary Parker is listed as colored, although my family always knew her as a white woman with Native American blood. Whatever her bloodline, it wasn't pure enough to overcome the Virginia laws against miscegenation. Instead of living as man and wife, Mary and Montezuma lived as master and servant. Mary working in the big house while raising Montezuma's children in the tiny cabin. According to Sussex County court records, Montezuma Logan Birdsong died wealthy, but alone. His will named 22 nieces, nephews, siblings, and cousins. Excluded from any official document was the invisible family he sired with Mary Parker, his children, and his grandchildren, who were considered black. I have a picture of Mr. Birdsong standing behind a carriage, pretending to push 2 happy white children. I can't look at that picture without wondering if his own children ever felt the joy of their dad pushing them in a wagon in the summer sun. Some of his children, most of whom could pass for white, left Virginia and headed north. Others stayed in the town where they were born, all married blacks with darker, unambiguous skin. Perhaps they wanted to make sure that future generations would never have to live on the line between black and white. Recently, I discovered a Birdsong descendant over the internet. Dean Birdsong lives in California and has carefully researched and published 2 books about the family line. I contacted him to ask about Montezuma, explaining how I carry the Birdsong blood, but not the Birdsong name. Dean listened intently. "You have a fascinating family," he said. I smiled wryly, thinking, "It's not my family, it's ours." I ordered a copy of his Birdsong family history, knowing full well the chapter I wanted to read had never been written. When the book arrived, I saw that Dean had added Mary Parker and her children to the official Birdsong family tree. I sat heavily with the promise of Dean's gesture, the acknowledgement of our kinship across races. The history of a family yet to be told.
Desiree Cooper is a columnist for the Detroit Free Press.